Live from Hollywood, California, it's The Rick Savage Show.
It is The Rick Savage Show. I'm your host, Rick Savage. Thank you for tuning back in. Appreciate you.
Appreciate ya.
This is like the fourth time starting the podcast. I had some sound effects issues. I'm working off a new iPad. I forgot to put my little sound panels up. There's a whole situation over here. But we're good now. First things first. I'm the realist. It turns out my girlfriend is quite the influencer. Who knew? Everyone knew. Everyone that knows Gina knew. But the last episode of the podcast did really well. A lot of new listeners. That's all because of her and her cross promotion and her appearance. And a couple things. One, if you listen to the episode, we had a heated conversation about who would be in a plane. This is the third week in a row I'm talking about this. Who I would have in a plane with me if the plane was going down or potentially going down. And I named off a couple people that were celebrities. And then she gave me a hard time because why was she not on the plane? I got several comments on the social medias, some texts from friends and relatives. Yes, the correct answer is I didn't want Gina on the plane because if the plane was going down, I would not want her to be on that plane that crashed. I understand that now. In the heat of the moment, that didn't exactly click. But of course, I wouldn't want her on the plane. If I knew the plane was going to survive, if it was just a scare, then I'd want her on the plane. But we did have new listeners, and I'm very appreciative of that. So hopefully you came back and you're listening to this episode too. And then we go on the journey together. That's how it works. I had a lovely Sunday, and I had something special planned. Here was my Sunday. Okay? Woke up early. Had to do a little bit of work. Hashtag never not working. Hashtag always on my grind. If you say that and you're ever serious, stop saying it immediately because it's embarrassing. I woke up a little early, had to do some work, and then football started. Football's back. So I watched a bunch of the morning games. Then I watched the afternoon games. I have two fantasy football teams. They're killing it. I have the Sunday ticket package. It was great until, of course, with 2 minutes left in the first games, the app crashes. So that was great. Thanks, DirecTV. Spent a lot of money for Sunday ticket. Expect it to work on Sundays. That's its one job. Just work on Sundays. Okay. And then we lead up to the Bears game. And it's tough being a Bears fan. It's been a long time since the Bears were good. Picked up Khalil Mack a couple days ago, this defensive powerhouse. Mitchell Trubisky looked all right during the preseason, so there was potential. And we come out in Green Bay, run up the score 20-0, looking great. And then the Bears were the Bears, and they lost 24-23. Had a 20-0 head start. The Packers spotted the Bears 20 points and then lost 24-23. I'm not going to get into the details of the game. You probably don't care. It's depressing to me and the four other Bears fans that listen to this. But I had something special planned. We were going to go for it. Do you recognize this? Let me turn it up for you. This is how I was going to open the podcast. Hit it. I mean, the Chicago Bears were so good in 1985 that they recorded a song and filmed a music video halfway through the season about winning the Super Bowl. That's how good they were. And they looked so good in the first half tonight. And I thought, hey, it's like 1985 all over again. My parents, I think, still have this on VHS. This is a big deal in Chicago. Man. The other great thing about this was they recorded it halfway through the season. the week they were playing the Miami Dolphins, and then they lost to the Miami Dolphins, and then won the rest of the season, and it would have been undefeated. Maybe they got a little cocky and shouldn't have recorded the Super Bowl shuffle halfway through the season. Look at that. Richard Dent, Gary Fensick, Dave Duerson. Rest in peace, I think. Oh, man. If you've never seen the Super Bowl shuffle video, I mean, go to YouTube immediately. Oh, and then, so I guess we're just pretending the Bears won, and I'm going to play the songs anyways. What about this? What about the Bears having a fight song? How many pro teams have a fight song? Chicago Bears do. Bear down, Chicago Bears. I mean, of course you lost. Of course. Okay. Well, now that that's out of the system. See, we just pretended they won. I played the fight song, played the Super Bowl shuffle. All right, what else is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. I had an amazing realization this week. I was at Trader Joe's doing some shopping. Our new apartment, we moved into a new place a couple months ago. Right below us is a Trader Joe's. So we just walk downstairs to do the grocery shopping. It's great. I do, what's the rule? You're only supposed to shop on the outside. That's where the healthy stuff is. So I picked up little Brussels sprouts, hit some meat, got a little hamburger patties, a little steak, some chicken wings. And then I went in the checkout line, and this is what happened. As I was stacking my groceries on the counter to be checked out, there was a guy behind me, and I don't want to judge, you know, you don't want to judge a book by its cover, but the cover of this guy's book was murder. He, he looked sketchy, neck tattoos, just piercings everywhere. I mean, nose, lip, ears, eyebrows, maybe some of those like piercing things that you put under your skin on your forehead. Just a real salt of the earth type of dude. And I'm minding my own business, checking out. And then he just goes, hey, y'all got a monkey? And I looked at this gentleman, confused. And he said, and he's talking to the cashier, obviously not me. And he goes, you know, you guys have a monkey here. And I didn't know how this was going to end. Thankfully, the young lady cashier picked up on what he was saying. And she said, no, we have a dolphin here. What language are you guys talking? Is this code? Is this a drug deal? Is this a heist? And I said, what are you guys talking about? And she said, oh, we hide a stuffed dolphin here. And if you find it, you get lollipops. My head exploded. This whole time, Trader Joe's. Oh, so yeah. So crazy sketchy dude goes, oh yeah, my Trader Joe's has a hidden monkey. Okay, well, now it all makes a lot more sense. I had no idea all this was going on. It's kind of like the In-N-Out menu of Trader Joe's. Did you know this? I didn't realize this. I tweeted it, and then everyone that follows me that are parents pointed out that I'm an idiot. And they all were like, of course, and it's so fun. And someone said, my store has a puppy, and they find the puppy, and they get the lollipops or candy or whatever, and it keeps the kids entertained, and it's such a sweet thing. I had no idea. This whole time, my Trader Joe's had a dolphin. By the way, the dolphin's name, Emily. Because why not? Of course, name the dolphin Emily. Emily the stuffed dolphin. The West Hollywood Trader Joe's. Now I have a whole new life mission next time I go to Trader Joe's. Had another death this week, so that's great. Mac Miller passed away. 26 years old. Accidental drug overdose. I don't know if they've released what was in his system. I'm going to guess there's some combination of things that make your heart beat really fast and then things that make your heart beat really slow. And then those two things together don't end well. And that's sad because Mac Miller seemed like a very sweet, very good dude. You see all these comments and people talking about it, saying nothing but great things. And it didn't feel forced like when some people die. This felt very honest that it was just like, hey, this was a good dude. I had one experience with Mac Miller, very short, but I think it sums up his personality. We were doing a surprise concert for Schoolboy Q, wonderful rapper. This was probably 5 years ago for the Oxymoron album. Ironically, an album all about oxys. Great. So it was a pop-up surprise concert down outside the Staples Center. We got a big storage container, you know, those giant things that store things. and built a stage on top of it. The whole week, it was like, okay, well, Schoolboy Q is going to come out. So tweet out some hints earlier in the day and get some fans to show up. And what tends to happen with these rappers, they like it when lots of people show up. Years before this, we did a similar idea with Kendrick Lamar, and the SWAT team came out because so many kids showed up. But YOLO, as they say. So for Schoolboy Q, I'm pretty sure the day of, he just tweeted like, hey, everyone meet me at Staples Center 9 o'clock tonight or whatever. There was all these rumors as we were planning who else was going to show up, because it was like, okay, well, was Kendrick going to come through? Is any of the Odd Future guys going to come by? I know he's close to them. I think Corrupt came and did a verse on one song, which was awesome. And then kind of unannounced, or at least we didn't realize it was going to happen, was Mac Miller showed up, and him and Schoolboy Q were really close. So that's awesome. We're backstage figuring out the set list and the order of when the guests are going to come out and make sure the DJ has the right song order and all that kind of stuff. And Mac Miller's right there. So Q goes, hey, you want to come up during Ye Ye, which I think is kind of one of their mutual favorite songs. I don't know. And Mac goes, just like straight faced, I'm going to do my thing. And I was like, all right, man, not sure what that means, but okay. And Q seemed to understand what that meant. And I was like, I don't know what that means. I didn't really know the song that well. So I said to Mac Miller, I'm like, hey, do you need a microphone? And he goes, I'm going to do my thing. With like a huge smile on his face. And I was like, all right, man, you do your thing. And then what his thing was he came out right as the song was starting and just played Hype Man for Schoolboy Q the whole time. He didn't want to rap or do one of his own songs or anything. He just jumped around and danced and got the crowd like so hyped, and they were dancing and jumping around and screaming and everyone was rapping along. And it was just like such a sweet way to come support your friend the night his album was coming out. And I just love that it was like, I don't need a microphone. I'm just going to come out. I'm going to run around. I'm going to dance and get the crowd super hyped because my buddy has his album coming out, which I thought was super sweet. There's a clip of it. If you go on my Instagram, I posted a clip of them kind of dancing around. It was very sweet. It's sad that Mac Miller passed away. It's sad when anyone dies, I guess, but 26 is so young. I wasn't the biggest Mac Miller fan. I'm not going to pretend that I was into a lot of his stuff. But his, I think it was his first or second album called Blue Slide Park, which he had a bunch of mixtapes. And then he put out this album in 2011. And it's just so good. And there's a record on there called Party on Fifth Ave that I just love so much. Yeah. Yeah. 45 King sample, DJ Cool, Let Me Clear My Throat.
I think I see where it's going this one, E. Hey, hey. Been around the world and back, yeah, I did that. Still kick raps that cause impact. So where my kids at? These motherfuckers hating, sounding funnier than Sinbad. I'm ill ass, the pills that they give you when you collapse. This, that, the other, kiss your mother with that mouth. We the assholes that she warned you about. We just storming the house, open doors to a cloud. Got an assortment of style, just be sure to this well. 6:30 in the morning and there still ain't signs of slowing down. Twin sisters getting wasted, so they both are down. It's going down, thought I told
there's,
you,
well, let me wait till after the chorus. Chorus is good. Party on Fifth Ave. If you tryna go, hit me if you tryna go. I can be there in like 20. I'ma honk and then come running, cause we gotta hit the road. We gotta hit the road. Make sure you got a clean shirt, clean pants, no shoes. Sure, what you buy there, you choose. You choose. Like a party on Fifth Ave tonight, and that's what I'm trying to do. Hey, what's the difference? I think the reason I like Mac Miller. I don't want to stereotype white rappers, but a lot of white rappers kind of sound the same. They kind of just do like the fast rap thing. They all obviously grew up listening to Eminem, so they just rap as fast as they can with the craziest word combos. Where Mac just kind of had a cool style to him. It wasn't like he was trying to prove that he could rap faster than Machine Gun Kelly or any of these other guys. He just had like a cool vibe to him. Welcome to the Cambrella Chronicles. Looking out my monocle. I'm dodging obstacles. I gamble like the Bellagio. You cockroach. I'm heroin because everything I talk is dope. Type to leave it clean and fucking shiny. Word of mop and glow. Trying to get a mansion. Ain't nobody here gonna find my room. And then here's the song that the album is named after.
Blue Slide Park. It's Blue Slide Park, man. It's fucking Blue Slide Park.
That's it.
Hey, I got these Ray-Ban shades. Kind of look like something landing with rock. It seems like now I got a couple bags whenever I shop. Louis shoes, polo socks, some name brand dumb shit.
gonna never make a man, but I'm still blowing thousands on it. No clue when I'm
see, and like the production is, I mean, for an older dude like me, just like that boom bap rap beat. And then I was reading that Pharrell, when he was recording with Mac Miller, realized he could sing. And he was like, hey, man, you should really try to sing. And then later in his career, he kind of started singing a little more. He was doing kind of sing, rap, funk thing. And there's been a lot of clips posted of his Tiny Desk concert that he did for NPR. So good. Anyways, rest in peace, Mac Miller. That's sad. But we have his music. So he left us with that. See, this is when it would be nice to have commercial breaks. I don't have a commercial break. I'll just do one of these.
This is the Rick Savage Show.
And then that'll transition out of what we were just talking about. Hey, you know what I hate? I'm trying to get healthy again. You've heard me talk about it. And there's a good gym in our building. I go down there and I row. And occasionally, I'll get on the treadmill. Evidently, the new fad is like really fast sprinting on the treadmill for like 20 seconds and then getting off. Hey, if you're doing that at the gym, don't. It's really loud and it's really annoying. Cause I'm just barely jogging. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get my 20 minutes in or so, listening to a podcast, watching the Golf Channel, and then two treadmills down, I just hear, and then he jumps back on the treadmill and then just races as fast as he can for 20 seconds and then jumps back off. Is that Terrell Owens? Is that the world's fastest man? Can't you just jog on a treadmill? Are you training for sprints? Are you doing the 100-meter dash? It must be some great workout. By the way, this guy was super ripped, so he obviously knew what he was doing. Also, it's a little much at 11 o'clock at night. I always get down there late. Just run like a normal person. Oh, real quick, if you happen to live in the Midwest, if you're a family or friend member, that's a weird expression. If you're a family member or friend, or you could be a friend member of a friendship with me. Either way, my buddy Andrew Santino is going to be in Chicago, one of the best stand-ups around, doing two shows at the Beat Kitchen, September 21st. There's an early show and a late show, which I think starts around 10:30. You should go to this show, one, because he's a great dude, two, legendary venue. Three, if you go tell him that you heard about the show on my podcast, he'll lose his shit because he obviously doesn't know that I'm saying this. So he'll probably buy you a drink. In fact, just tell him, like, hey, my buddy Rick Savage said you would buy me a beer if I come and say hi to you. September 21st, Beat Kitchen, Andrew Santino. You could go to Beat Kitchen's website, beatkitchen.com, for tickets. Go do it. It'll be fun. Are people still boycotting In-N-Out? Did we talk about that on this podcast yet? I don't think so. It came out that the founders of In-N-Out donated $25,000 to a GOP PAC or Republican committee or something. Oh, and the liberals were going to boycott In-N-Out. Guys, you know they have Bible verses on the bottoms of the cups, right? I don't think it's a big surprise that In-N-Out swings a little bit right. But here's what you can do. I have this idea. I'm going to put it out on this podcast. Does that mean I put it in the public domain and people can't steal the idea? I don't know if it's that good of an idea. But here's what you do. You go to In-N-Out. You buy your double-double. You get the chocolate shake. You do whatever. By the way, I just tried a hamburger from their protein style with just the lettuce wrap. Really good. Highly recommend if you're trying to cut the carbs. So go keep eating at In-N-Out. Do it. And then whatever your bill is, $12.35, let's say, go to Swing Left and donate $12.35, and it offsets. I know this because this is what I do with Chick-fil-A. I'm not a fan of Chick-fil-A's politics. I don't want some asshole that owns Chick-fil-A donating to anti-gay causes. But, you know, their spicy chicken sandwich to die for. I do the drive-thru thing. By the way, they're so nice. They're such sweet people, those kids that work the drive-thru. I get my spicy chicken sandwich. I get the waffle fries. I get the chicken nuggets. And then whatever that total is, I donate it to It Gets Better. Wonderful organization. You probably know about It Gets Better. If you don't, go look it up. So here was my idea. I wanted to create an app, and instead of Chick-fil-A, call it Chick-fil-A. And basically, the app just looks like the Chick-fil-A menu. So after you eat at Chick-fil-A, you open up this app and click like, oh, I had this chicken sandwich and I had this waffle fries and I had this chicken nuggets. And then it spits out your total, $12. And then with one click, you could donate that amount to It Gets Better. And then when this happened with In-N-Out, I was like, oh, we could do it. In-N-Out could donate to Swing Left. And then Hobby Lobby, I don't even remember what their thing was. Were they they don't want to pay for birth control people? Okay, well then go buy a model train, I don't know, at Hobby Lobby. But then that amount, you donate to Planned Parenthood. Is this a good idea? I don't know if it's that great of an idea. Also, I don't understand how I would make any money from it. It would be kind of a nonprofit thing. Maybe like a transaction fee. I could pad in, I could ask for a tip and say like, hey, when you donate, give Rick $1 for building this app. I don't know if it's the best idea. I just don't think anyone's going to boycott In-N-Out. You know how good In-N-Out is? Just after you eat it, In-N-Out. If you feel a little guilty, you got a little in your stomach, throw it to Swing Left and it's all good. I'm scrolling through Twitter. NFL fans hated Carrie Underwood's new Sunday Night Football theme song. Yeah. Duh. Why do they keep... I mean, Carrie Underwood's fine. She's very talented. She could sing her ass off. And then wasn't Faith Hill last year? Or maybe Faith... Yeah, a couple years ago was Faith Hill did the theme song. How come the NFL... I mean, we know the answer, huh? We know. The question was going to be, how come the NFL keeps picking these blonde-haired, blue-eyed white girls to sing very... stale, lame versions of a theme song for a football game. But we know the answer, don't we? All right, let's try this.
What a fucking savage!
I'm a savage.
I can't,
I'm
a savage.
I'm a savage.
Savage,
they like savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Something about you turns me to a savage.
All right, Savage of the Week. It's a pretty good one. It's kind of fun. It's not too serious. We've had some serious topics on this podcast so far tonight, so we're going to lighten it up a little bit. Savage of the Week. Do you know who Graham Norton is? Hosts a show called The Graham Norton Show. British guy. He was a savage this week. Him and Emma Stone.
Here's the thing, Emma, for you, what is the hold that the Spice Girls have over you? Is this real?
Yes, it's real.
Did you really weep?
I really did.
But now, which one was talking to you?
Mel B.
And was she really talking to you, or was it a message?
No, it was a video message on an iPad.
And that made you cry?
Yes.
What, were you jet-lagged?
Yes, but I also, you don't, you do understand, because we're in the UK.
Yeah.
I was a fiend. I was obsessed with the Spice Girls. And they taught me about girl power. Mm. And I love them. And they're so fantastic. And today on the radio, Mel C talked to me over Skype.
Oh, wow.
So it's really very exciting.
Okay, so get me this. So you, one gave you a video message and one talked to you on Skype.
Yes.
But are you telling me you've never met
a
Spice Girl?
Are you going to do something right
Have
now?
You never met a Spice
are
Girl?
Are you going to do something really?
Have you never met a Spice Girl?
Wait, hold on. I have to mentally prepare myself.
Have you never met a Spice Girl?
Not in the flesh.
Okay. Now, as you know, Emma, it is very rare for more than one Spice Girl to appear together for any reason at all. So, they're not here.
I mean, Graham Norton.
What a fucking savage!
Coming strong from the UK. It's funny watching the Graham Norton show because it feels like the James Corden show is very inspired by that Graham Norton show. They're probably friends, right? All British people know each other. Oh, hey, real quick, friendly reminder to leave a review of the podcast if you haven't yet. A new review came in this week that is excellent. The Rick Savage Show with Rick Savage is like Last Week Tonight, where this week's most important events are boiled down into 30 minutes. Except instead of a cynical Gen X white guy from England, it's a cynical Gen X-ish white guy from SoCal. Very accurate from the Rizzy. Lovely review. Thank you for leaving it. If you leave a very clever review, I might read it on the podcast as well. Please click over and rate and review. That'd be great. Okay, let's wrap this thing up. I'm going to close with Journey because Steve Perry has a new solo album coming out. And I was just reading an article in the Times. It makes me kind of love Steve Perry. And I just assumed he was a jerk. And maybe there's stories that support that. But the lead of this article made me love him even more. Malibu, California. On the back patio of a Greek restaurant, a white-haired man making his way to the exit paused for a second look at one of his fellow diners, a man with a prominent nose who wore his dark hair in a modest pompadour. "You look a lot like Steve Perry," the white-haired man said. "I used to be Steve Perry," Steve Perry said. "This is how it goes when you are Steve Perry. Everyone is excited to see you, and no one can quite believe it. Everyone wants to know where you've been." And that's what the article's about, if you want to go back and read it, about where he's been and why he left Journey originally. And I don't think I really understood. It was, he kind of couldn't sing anymore because his voice is so insane. It was nearly impossible to sing like that every night. And then he's had some solo stuff. And then there was a weird Journey reunion many years ago. And now Journey has a lead singer that's like a 25-year-old kid from a Journey cover band. And that's fine. Not judging. And Steve Perry has a new album coming out. And I'm not going to play any music from that because I don't know if that music is even out yet. But the Journey Greatest Hits, holy cow, is it good. And it would be obvious to play Don't Stop Believin'. I'm not going to do that. You know that song. It's in every karaoke bar. Shout out to the Sopranos in the finale. It's an amazing song. Also an amazing song is Any Way You Want It. So that's what we're going to close the podcast on. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.